You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Everything is Black and White podcast. This is a special episode. What I'm going to bring you is all the reaction from last Thursday as the Newcastle United takeover was complete. All the reaction from outside the ground. As you know, I was there all day and there's so much audio and video that I just didn't get out. I didn't want to waste it and I wanted to bring you it in a special package because it was such a brilliant day to be part of. So what you'll hear now is the atmosphere around St James's Park from various points in the day, what fans were thinking, how fans reacted when the deal finally went through, and just a mixture of all that put together for your listening pleasure. Please remember to like and subscribe.
So the deal is being confirmed. Newcastle United has been sold. Feeling
absolutely buzzing.
This couldn't get better. This is absolutely everything that the tune wants. Come on.
How are you feeling?
Absolutely, I'm on the moon!
What's the first thing you want the owners to do?
Sack Steve Bruce!
How are you feeling?
I mean, we've come from work, like, this is the best part of Newcastle ever, hasn't it? We've done it.
Oh, please don't take me home! I just don't want to go to work! Oh, I want to see you!
The deal's been confirmed, Newcastle under new ownership. How are you feeling?
Relieved. It's amazing to see Mike Ashley gone. There's a lot that we shouldn't ignore about the new owners, but the feeling of getting rid of Mike Ashley right now, that's the big thing. That's what matters right now.
We're standing outside St James's Park right now. I'm going to say, I don't know, definitely hundreds of people. The scenes, just describe them.
It's not like something I've ever seen before. But then I've only really been here since Mike Ashley was the owner. So, you know, there's more and more people arriving all the time. There's a lot of noise around. Just feels like there's some hope back. It's incredible.
Well, I'm so happy. I'm excited to get Mike Ashley out of the club. I'm excited to get Steve Bruce out of the club. I'm only 19, so I've had to put up with this for the majority of my life. It's going to be exciting to see some games being won and a good bit of atmosphere back in the town.
I said I'd never be back, but Mike Ashley's gone, and now it'll be so first place I'm back.
How are you feeling now it's gone through?
Excited, my heart's beating, I'm just all dizzy, too excited. I'll have to have a drink tonight. We've got it back, we've got the club back, and we're going places.
We've got our club back, we've got our club back, we've got our club back.
Goosebumps in everybody's just totally amazing, to be honest. Can't believe it. I've dreamed of this day for 14 years. This is one of the best days of my life. Honestly, the best day ever. I don't know what I see like, no what to do. stomach's turning.
It'll be fantastic. Like I say, Newcastle fans, like I said before, obviously the Saudi money, if the Saudi money comes in, it'll be a plus, it'll be fantastic for the club. Any investment would be fantastic for the club, but all we've ever wanted is that man to be out of our club and just hope, just investment into the, just an idea, a plan, something to look forward to on a weekend.
Tell me what you're drinking there.
Can I high herb?
And is that what you've got?
That's all I've got, mate. That's all I've got.
And what's the first thing you'd like to see the new owners do?
Sierra's bar.
And just how excited are you to hear that announcement? That it's signed, done.
I'm 65 this weekend, so it's the best retirement present you could ever have.
Quite some of my excitement into say one word or even a sentence. It's palpable and it's just a magnificent feeling. Looking around, you can see that everyone else is here enjoying the moment.
Newcastle United is an extraordinary football club. There is no other football club quite like it. And there are certainly no fans like Newcastle fans. We at PCP Capital Partners feel privileged to become custodians of this great club, led by PIF and including RB Sports and Media. We know only too well that the whole community wants a club of which it can be proud, both on the pitch and off. This announcement has been a long time coming, and we appreciate the patience of the fans, the community, the players, the coaching staff, and everyone who works at the club. We have followed the discussions in the fans' forums, and we appreciate so much the incredible support of the fans. Now we're all focused on the future. We have faith in the long-term success of Newcastle United. We are long-term patient investors. We are in this for the long haul, and we're here to invest. We don't want to make promises we can't keep. It will take time to get to where we want to get to, but we have big ambitions. We're going to invest not just in players, but in the club. We're going to build up the academy programme, and over time, we want to see more local kids making it through to the first team. The talent is definitely out there. We just need to find the kids and give them the leg up they need. This club has always been at the heart of the community, and we want to work hand in hand with everybody connected to the club, with everyone on Tyneside. The Newcastle United Foundation is a big part of the community, and we are huge admirers of the foundation and everything it has done, not just in promoting football, but for all the community. We want to help the foundation expand that excellent work. We are wholeheartedly committed to women's and girls' football. The foundation currently supports Newcastle women's team, and we are committed to helping the women's teams develop and grow. The club will be welcoming and inclusive to all. We will fully support the Premier League initiatives to combat racism and discrimination, including No Room for Racism and Rainbow Laces. All of this, however, will take time. But the investors in this group are all patient, long-term investors who make decisions for the long term. Financial success goes hand in hand with footballing success. They are one and the same thing. We will run the club responsibly. There's a lot for us to do, and we are under no illusions about that. But we are really excited to get started. Thank you.
Do it! 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 Do